So, Ryan Casey, this may be one of the toughest interviews you'll have to do, but where do you start with that?
Yeah, where do you start with it? Look, firstly, I want to apologise to all the fans that travel up here tonight. It's just unacceptable. Not even the fans that travel up, any fans that are watching. We have the best fans in the country, and we know what we served up tonight is just absolutely, it was unacceptable. How you put your finger on it, I don't really know.
It was almost from the minute go, really. Rovers just looked off it tonight.
Yeah, I mean, look, we conceded a chance in the first 30 seconds of the game. Ed pulls off a great save, and then we go 3-0 down with three set pieces. Just not defending set pieces well. We know when we come up here, they're a threat from them. We didn't defend them well, and we go in at half-time 3-0 down. Outside of the set pieces, I mean, Ed's not getting worked that much. We look like we might be breaking in on one or two opportunities. And you get a goal back maybe in the second half, and maybe the narrative might change, but the way the second half unfolds is just the whole game is, look, it's incredible, really, like, in the worst possible way. Like,
how difficult is it from the manager's position when it feels like the game is over at half time trying to get back into it? Like, how difficult was that for you this evening?
Well, no, honestly, we didn't feel like the game was over at half time. I mean, I understand it's 3-0 and you can look at it that way, but we felt like if we got the first goal, we get back into the game. Anything can happen. You've seen results like that before, but to go and concede a fourth and the fifth goal, and the goals we've conceded tonight are an absolute shambles. It's a tough one to take, yeah. Don't know where it came from.
What is the most worrying thing about that season, do you think?
Look, it's just, I suppose when there was a result like this, like, and, you know, everyone's emotional right now and you're trying to kind of process what happened, because it's a shocker. Look, we got knocked out with a cup by UCD. We wanted to come up and have a reaction. It was complete opposite to what we wanted. Look, the lads know it in there. It's absolutely unacceptable, and they were told so in no uncertain terms. But what more do you say about it? Like, I mean, what more can you say?
With Derry beating Waterford this evening, though, at least one consolation is no ground lost in the table.
Yeah, I mean, look, whatever the other results are, we can't look at anything else but ourselves tonight. Like, and just know that that was just absolutely miles off it from what we've been showing. I mean, I said to the lads in there, where did that just come from? The way they've been playing in the league, the performances, everything that we've been built on, and you know, we've got good players, but if you're not going to win your duels, if you're not going to win your battles, if you're not going to defend properly, you can talk tactics, you can talk anything you want, formations, they can throw them out the window. Intensity, work rate, desire, hard work, organisation, that's what pins all that together. And we showed absolutely none of it tonight, and we got absolutely pumped.
And what was the reaction of the players when you put that to them this evening?
I mean, what can they say? They're stunned in there, like, you know, but, I said it last week after the UCD game, you can only affect the game in between the first whistle and the last whistle. And, you know, there's no point talking the talk in the dressing room before a game or after a game. It's actions on the pitch. We just did not create any actions tonight on the pitch, and the result was what happened, yeah.
An absolute mammoth task now in the Showgrounds next week against Waterford.
Yeah, I mean, they're all massive games, and look, we've shown that we can go on good runs in this league and play well, but again, we didn't turn up in any way, shape or form tonight. But to lose 7-0 like that, and listen, I don't want to take the sign of Drogheda or whatever, like, they'll be absolutely delighted with that, but, like, you know, you can't come up here and lose. You can't lose any game of football like that. It's just unacceptable.
Ryan, really appreciate you speaking to us this evening.
No problem. Thank you. Cheers.